Cherry Blair is registered with and securities are offered through Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. Brokers International Financial Services, LLC is not an affiliated company. California license number 0B42369.
Whether you're feeling happy, sad, mad, or glad, it never hurts to change it up. Tired of the rut you're stuck in but don't know what to do? Change it up! Life transitions expert, speaker, and best-selling author, Paula Shaw, will be leading the charge each week, exploring topics that inspire men and women to welcome change and create a new kind of conversation. Join a movement that encourages truth, respect, innovation, and cooperation at home, in the workplace, and around the world. Ready to change it up? Here's your host, Paula Shaw.
Welcome to Change It Up with Paula Shaw. We are so glad to have you here with us today. Change It Up Radio is a show for everyday men and women like you and me, helping us to get out of our ruts and embrace change, because all growth happens outside of your comfort zone. It seems that the only constant these days is change. And learning to embrace it just makes for happier people. So let's all do it together. Welcome. So the change we're looking at today, the part of life that's been changed up, whether we like it or not, is that we are living longer. And today we're going to talk about what you need to know now that we are living longer. So our guest coming on a little bit later will be Roshanak Kloon, who is a Medicare insurance specialist, and she's got some really important information to share with us. But right now, in our last show, we discussed the 2017 Retirement Income Literacy Gender Differences Report, which resulted from a quiz by the same name. You may remember that we discussed that 80% of the women who took this quiz failed. And yours truly was one of them. I'm embarrassed to tell you I only got a 39%. But not being willing to stay in the dark and remain in that 80%, I asked our sponsor and financial consultant, Sherry Blair, if she would be willing to contribute on a regular basis on our show and answer those questions so we can all learn together, so that financial literacy will be the norm rather than the exception, with only 20% of people having any idea about the finances that happen after retirement. So I am about to ask that question of Sherry Blair, but let me tell you a little bit about her first. She's been serving and empowering women, pre-retirees, business owners, and their families with financial services for over 23 years. In 1994, she began presenting powerful informational seminars and workshops to inform, support, and inspire women financially. What I love about Sherry is her mission is to teach women about money, how to use it, how to invest it, and how to make it last. And that's one of the most important pieces, and it's part of what we're focusing on today, because women are living up to 30 years after they retire. We're living longer than men, and we got to figure out how we're going to pay for that. So, Sherry, welcome to our show.
Hey, hi, Paula. How are you?
I am just great this morning. I'm so happy to have you here. And without too much ado, because I have promised an answer to question one on that financial literacy report. So let me give the question to our listeners.
Right.
And I would love you to answer it. So here's what the question was. By the way, any of you that are between, I would say, even 50 and 75 should go online, find this test, the 2017 Financial Literacy Gender Differences Report, and take that test and see how you do. Because if you do as poorly as I did, you might really want to be sure you're staying tuned and learning from Sherry as I do. Okay, question one. If you had a well-diversified portfolio of 50% stocks and 50% bonds that was worth $100,000 at retirement, based on historical returns in the United States, the most you can afford to withdraw each year is blank. In order to have a 95% chance that your assets will last for 30 years. Now, here's your choices. The most you can afford to withdraw is $2,000, $4,000, C is $6,000, D is $8,000, and E, which I'm embarrassed to say too often I had to choose, is don't know. So, Sherry, what is the correct answer, and why is it as little as it seems like it is?
Yeah. So on this question, Paula, the correct answer is B, which is
$4,000. $4,000. Out of a $100,000 portfolio, you can only take $4,000 a year.
That's right. That's right. So, yes, that is based on what we call or has been known as the 4% rule. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I talk a lot about this. And, you know, the different events I have and when I have speaking engagements, when we're talking about, you know, making your money last and so on and so forth. But I think what's really important for people to understand and get with this question, I mean, they talk about, they give you the answers, as you know, in this quiz, which is really wonderful for somebody, you know, that doesn't know or doesn't understand. It talks about the 4% rule is based on the research. It's, you know, about investment returns in the 20th century. So I'd say this came around in the 80s by a gentleman by the name of William. And often people say today it was more of an opinion that was made into a rule.
So does that mean you can take more or should you take less?
No, actually it means, no, you should not take more. It would actually mean you'd be better off to take less. And the reason for that is, let's think about this. Okay, so we're talking about increasing for inflation each year as well. So to sustain a stream of income for 30 years or longer. And, you know, just a little bit about the rule. Number one, it's good to know because when you go into retirement, a lot of people think, well, if I'm earning, you know, we've been earning maybe, you know, 8, 9, 10% or more on our portfolios the last several years, so I can take 7 or 8%. Well, that's way off the mark, and that was discovered by this gentleman who had done the research and took a look at everything, you know, back, like I said, in the 80s. So anyway, and they came up with the 4% rule. So it's conventional wisdom. It says if you take 4% of your savings, okay, for the first year of retirement, and then each year after, the amount adjusted for inflation. Mm-hmm. So, and baby boomers, okay, they're extremely concerned about the possibility of outliving their income, which is what you're talking about.
I hear that's one of the major fears of baby boomers, that and losing their health.
Mm-hmm. That absolutely. This is called longevity risk. Mm-hmm. And you know, what's important to understand about, not just this 4% rule, about this rule, but that's not locked in stone. And there are several of us, those are financial advisors and planners and so on and so forth, say that there's, you know, just recently after the research from like the American College, which this test was based on from the American College, or this quiz was this literary quiz put together by them. And even Morningstar Investment Management, and you know, Texas Tech University, they've come up and said that the 4% rule is not safe in a low yield world. Well, when you think about the yields we had on, let's say, bonds from like say 2000 to 2000, you know, the last 10 years even have been very, very, very low. So if it's real low, I mean, if you're not even barely getting a 4% or 5% in a conservative, let's say, portfolio, mm-hmm. you're talking about 50-50, 50% stock, 50% bonds. But still, if you're in retirement, you're going to lean more towards being more moderate, right? So if it's not even barely earning 4%, or if it is earning that, and when we do over a 30-year period, we know the market's going to go down.
Right.
We know it's going to go down. It's right. going to go up and down several times, right?
Mm-hmm.
Probably, I mean, you know, that's what we think, several times. Well, that's going to affect your portfolio. And if when you're taking out 4% and your market and your portfolio hasn't even earned 1%, you're actually invading the principal.
So I have a question, Sherry. If mm-hmm. this is, I mean, $4,000, obviously nobody's going to live on that. I mean, you know, might be a small vacation. But I'd love to get into a little bit with you of what do you do with your money so that you can have more available, or where should other money be in order to be growing, you know, so that this isn't the only thing you have? And is it even wise to have 50% of your portfolio in the market when it's going up and down, when you're already retired?
Right. Those are all good questions. So let's just say that, you know, I mean, according to your age, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're 70 and you have 50%, they say that, well, there's another question in that quiz that says if your money's in the market for over, you know, 30 years, how much should you have in stocks, equities, okay? And, you know, one of the questions that says, you know, it's like 50 or 60%, and the other one, there's another one that was like 30 to 40%. And, you know, both of them were considered to be right. I think they gave you credit for the one that was 50 to 60%. But that's when you think about it, let's say a 60-year-old or 65-year-old retiring
mm-hmm.
that might have 50% of their portfolio in equities. And if there's a longevity, if they're in good health and there's longevity in their history, family history, it would be good to have a portion of your portfolio in equities, because you want to make sure that you have money that lasts, but you also want to make sure that you put in, investment vehicles and set up your investments and your assets in a way, or your portfolio in a way that you can make sure that I have an income no matter what. And
all right, you know what, Sherry?
There are ways to do that.
We have to take a break right now, but I would love you to come back and talk with us just a little bit more about this. And in our next segment, we'll also be bringing in Roshanette Clune. All right, we'll be right back.
Great.
We'll be right back with more Change It Up with Paula Shaw on AM 1170, The Answer.
Change it. Turn and face the strain. Change it.
Now, more than ever, it's important for women to understand why they need a financial strategy. Women tend to make less money than men, live longer, and face more financial challenges during retirement. Hi, I'm Sherry Blair. With evolving roles and increasing responsibilities, women are seeking out ways to become more knowledgeable about their finances. My life's work has been to empower women to make good financial decisions today to help ensure you have a bright future tomorrow. I'm here to help you learn more and to become more. Give me a call for your free no-obligation consultation or a second opinion at 619-997-0416. 619-997-0416. That's 619-997-0416.
Sherry Blair is registered with and securities are offered through Broker International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. Broker International Financial Services, LLC is not an affiliated company. California license number 0B42369.
For those looking to improve their lives, there's nobody better to turn to than Paula Shaw. Paula helps people regain successful lives by identifying and eliminating self-sabotaging behavior using a multitude of mind-body techniques to identify and resolve their core issues. Working with a wide variety of healing modalities, she provides her clients with the most effective process for their specific needs. To book a session with Paula, call 858-480-9234. That's 858-480-9234.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-changes. Welcome back to Change It Up Radio with Paula Shaw. You know, in my work as a life transition expert, I'm always dealing with people who are going through change. It could be death, it could be divorce, it could be a health loss. Sometimes it's retirement. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize retirement, because we all think it's the panacea at the end of life that we've worked so hard for, retirement can also be a loss experience. You know, people are losing their familiar job, the familiar people, the familiar routine, the title, the identity they may have had as a person who has who is no longer in that particular line of work. So we're talking about retirement, which is one of those loss issues, even though there's a plus side to it also. And we're still on the phone with Sherry Blair, our sponsor and financial consultant. And Sherry just answered one of the questions from the Financial Literacy Gender Differences Test. We were talking about that, and I, quite frankly, was shocked to see that if you had $100,000 retirement in 50% in stocks and 50% in bonds, you really can only safely take about $4,000 a year out of that to, well, obviously you can't live on it, but yeah, maybe to have a couple of nice dinners or hopefully something that's good. But Sherry, if we could just revisit for a moment, what are some other things that people can do with their money to help grow it? I've heard that it's possible actually even through vehicles like long-term care insurance to be saving some money. Is that true?
Yes. Yeah. Long-term care is a great way to take care of the health issues. And I know that you have a Medicare health expert there with you that is going to share about that. But so, yeah, that's a great way to take care of the long-term care issues. As far as making money grow, just for one moment, though, a side note on that is that obviously, you know, you have to look at the different places where you're getting income. And, you know, as a advisor or, you know, or working with people and looking at planning for them, or looking at the different areas where they're currently getting income, mm-hmm. or where they can get income. And then, like as I was saying, it's always good to have a piece that you have in something longer terms, particularly if you have 20 or 30 years left. But yeah. You know, there's also other ways of doing that. So that's when you want to make sure that you either talk to your advisor, or, you know, if you don't have an advisor, you know, get in touch with one, or get in touch with me, or whoever, you know, whoever you can, to talk about these things. But as you were saying regarding the long, you know, the health issues, long-term care, that's, you know, when I looked at this and, you know, I looked at the answer and I thought $4,000 off $100,000. That's very interesting. Because if you divided that, like you said, you're not going to live off that. That's annually. So if you divided that by 12, you're talking about a little over $300 a month, wow. $333 a month or something. That, and some people might look at that and say, well, good, you know, that are in retirement or, you know, looking at purchasing long-term care, they might say, oh, good, that'll pay for my long-term care premium, right? You know, that could pay for, you know, because it can run less than that or and even more than that, but that would be enough to pay for a premium. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but there's a couple different ways to do that. I mean, you know, you could do it this way and invest it and hope you get a 4% return. Remember, I said, you know, instead of that, the safe initial withdrawal rate today is more like 3%. So, but anyway, if you're looking at getting 4% and you get that, that's great. And you can purchase long-term care, mm-hmm. and pay a premium. But there's also other ways to do that. You could take that $100,000, if you're looking at purchasing long-term care, you could take that $100,000 and put that into a vehicle that would buy you three times as much long-term care. And so instead of having $100,000 of long-term care, you would have, that you could put towards your long-term care, you'd have $300,000 of coverage if you ever needed it. So when you turned on the faucet to get a payment, or, you know, daily or weekly or monthly payment for long-term care, it would come out of that, the larger amount. And that amount, that, let's say that $100,000 you put in there that bought you 300,000 of long-term care. That can also grow. It, you know, there's vehicles now that it's growing at 3.25%, 3.5%. And so if you don't ever use that long-term care, okay, if you never use a long-term care, and so you're not going to lose it. You wouldn't lose it like you wouldn't lose the premiums, like you're paying premiums and car insurance. And if you never use, if you don't use your car, if you don't need that car insurance, you don't want it. You don't want to have to use it, but, you know, you lose it, right? Well, so the same thing with the long-term care. So there's a couple different ways that you can look at purchasing long-term care with that, if you wanted to, with that $100,000 or that $4,000 a month that you were asking.
That is really cool. I mean, that sounds, well, obviously, I'm sitting here going, this is why everybody needs a financial advisor. So, Sherry, before we go another second into this show, would you please tell people how to reach you?
Certainly, certainly. I can be reached at 619-997-0416.
Let's say that again. 619-997-0416. Okay.
Or you could even go to sherryblair.com, which is a website I have that's coming out, but you can still get in there and send me a notice, and we'll definitely get a hold of you. And if you do that, I have an Empowering Today's Woman booklet for you that I'll make sure and we'll send out to you.
Oh, that's great. Empowering Today's Woman.
Yeah, it talks about Social Security, long-term care, these kind of things. Yeah.
Excellent. So some of the answers that we need or that I failed on in this test would be in that book, wouldn't they?
That's right. That's right. And that test, that literary quiz is a great quiz, like you said. Yeah. And obviously you talked about you could just go online the Retirement Income Literacy Quiz.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Okay.
2017 was the year.
2017.
Yes, that's
the current. It's done by the American College. So if they Googled the American College and put the 2017 Retirement Income Literary Quiz in, they'd find that quiz. And that's an excellent quiz, by the way.
Excellent. Yes, it really is. The questions were amazing. And one of the things it really opened my eyes to was the importance of understanding, you know, this time of life, this retirement time of life, the finances.